Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schut for every morning. Last year, you was schut as tila. I started to both tila read up. Was victor about tila ravida. We're learning the sugya. Shliach nasa a. This is so exciting. Wow, shliach nasa a. Okay, let's go for it. My rabbi side, Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Mem Gimel. Amen Aleph. Itmar. It was stated, Rav Amishlech Maaseid, an agent is sent to carry out a certain transaction. There also be a witness to the transaction, Maitaine. And the Beirut Shil Amri, and Shlech Maaseid, which says, Ein Shlech Maaseid. So the Machlok is Rav and Rebetin, the Beis Medrash of Shila. If an agent sent out to carry out a transaction, they also be a witness. My time, the Rav Shila, what is the reason of those of the Academy of Shila that they don't got regard? The agent is a valid witness. Ilam Rishum Dharmar Lay. If you will say it is because the principal never said to the agent, Havi Li Aid. Elamiat Kiddushi of Neshan Vlar Matem Eidayach and Abdullah Kiddushi. Well, now would you assert that if a man betrothed a woman in the presence of two people and didn't say, you're my witnesses, so too the betrothal will not be valid? Certainly, it is untenable. We must conclude then that the prior designation of witnesses is completely necessary, and therefore, we need another pshat for Shila Ella, Rav Amishlech Naseid, Alume Kama'ame Lemilse. Or if anything, it strengthens the testimony of the witnesses when he himself executed the transaction. He testifies about it. He's a witness, and he himself executed it. So it's Ma'amish Kavaldik. It's a better Eidus. Therefore, Shlech Naseid, Rav Shila Amri, and Shlech Naseid. Why not? He's like the person who sent him, in the sense that he cannot bear witness to the transaction. Rashi explains, Shliach Nase'i. Bein the Kedushin, Bein Shishalach Mimamo, and the Baal Chodim, and Starv Shliach Yim'ei, Viyah Shnayim, Oyim Shneim Shluchim, Oyim Biyachad, Shneim, So, aside for Kedushin, aside for sending Mammon, the Baal Chov, the Shliach is Mitzarif with an aid to be two Eidim, or if two people are sent to Shliach, they can be Eidim. So, both by Kedushin and by sending money. And then, it says in the Gemara, weiter, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lishnaim, Tzuv, Kitshu, Liyaz, Aisha, Hene, Shluch, Hene, Mene, Lebchem, Gershom, Hene, Nemamus. Here's Rashi, Hene, Nedev, Shlech, Nase. So, Rava says the name of Nachman, the man said to two people, go out and betroth for me this woman. These two people can function as both his agents and his witnesses, and the same applies to Gershom, and the same applies to monetary cases. Okay, so that's the Gemara in the Sechus Kedushin. From Rashi, we see that the din of Rav and the din of Rova are Sofa Achas V'dvarim Achodim Mamish. It's Mamish the same thing. They're both Machadish, one din that Hashlich was kosher to be an aid. So the Chora, why didn't Rava, who is Rava? Rava was a much later Amor. He should have said what Rav, an earlier Amor, already said. Well, looks like Rav. Why does Rava omit Rav? Chora, Rav was Mechadish, his own din. What was the din he was Mechadish? So we're not going to say Pshad and Rashi, because according to Rashi, he wasn't Mechadish anything. But Chora is going to be Pshad and Ramba, and we're basing ourselves on the Torah of the great guy and the great Tzaddik, Hagoyin, the Beryl Kreuzer, the Tzaddik of Rocha, the Rosh Hashiva here in Eretz Yisrael, Kreshburg, and here's the Rosh Hashiva in America, in Skver. Extremely, extremely choshev Hagoyin, Goyin, Talmud Chacham, Tzaddik. So I love learning Torah of Tzaddikim. So here was Eichel. This is the Mahalach, and we're going to say this Pshat Meramba, Mitzvah Shem. Lamir Zayn. The Terem Novo al Abiyur, before we get to Pshat and the Gemara and Kedushin, let's be Makdim Sugis HaGemorah Begitin. We have a Gemorah in Gitin and 5b. Gemara says, Itmar. If they come and listen on the presence, how many men must the agent give the get to the woman? One of them said in the presence of two men, and the other one said that he gives it to her in the presence of three men. That's the machlekes. One says two men, one says three men. That's how many people he gives her the get in front of. So that's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. We don't know who said what. The sign of Yochanan or Rabbi Chanina. Conclude Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that the agent delivers the get in the presence of two men. Why?
What's the ayah?
Rabbi Chizda, I see Gidil, the comment of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chizda were to get from abroad before Rabbi Yochanan and Eretz Israel. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, go get the get to the woman in the presence of two men. And say to them, it's written in the Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. This time, you see, you only have to get in front of two people. Lame Hokum, if they maybe they disagree about the following issue. Demand them if they sham, because the one who holds, they get made in the presence of two holds. Time am I, what's the reason the rabbis said one must declare? Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam, Dilma Si Balamar Posile, because as the Mepras come challenge the get. And thereby caused to be invalidated. Wherever Rabbi said, I just read the Gemara wrong. I hope you forgive me. The one who holds that the getter has to be delivered in the presence of two holds. But the reason for the declaration is because people have brought enough from the requirement to get in there for the sake of the woman. Since the agent must merely establish that the getter was made the Shema, two men are sufficient to witness the declaration of the agent. Thus, any future challenge of the husband or of the get can be ignored. So, all the agent has to do is say in front of two people, in front of the Fana Nechtam, and proves that it was written Lishma. And the one who holds that it has to be done in front of three holds, Fishenim was in the Kaimo. Because the reason for the declaration is witnesses are not really available to confirm the signature of a get written abroad. When the witnesses confirm the signature of the document, they do so before a court, which certifies the document is valid after reading their testimony. Since he has to confirm signatures, he has to do it in front of a court. A court is three, not two. And the Gemara rejects this. And the Gemara says, what's the argument really? They're arguing whether we say that an agent may serve as a witness, just as an agent, a shliach, can be an aid, so to an aid can be a dayan. The Gemara in Kedushin, that we learn, says that Sheikh Masa aid. Can an aid also be a dayan? Man of Neshaim, because the one who holds two, Sheikh Masa is the dayan. Just an agent may serve as a witness, and witness serve as a judge. So only two men are needed, because the agent combines to form the basin of three. Everyone holds you need three. Everyone holds that you need three. And the question is is this shliach going to combine with the three? Rav Negimel Savar, so one opinion holds yes. And the other one says, shliach nasei, but eid ain't nasei dayin, and eid can't be a dayin. Consequently, three men besides the agent are needed to hear the declaration and certify the get. So this shliach, if you can be an aid, then you need only two people because the shliach is going to be mitzarif. And if the shliach can't be mitzarif, then you need a third person. Yakusha gluya! And the kash is mamish clear. Why does the Gemara even put in here shliach nasei? It's not a machlekes is whether shliach nasei. The whole machlekes is if eid nasei dayin. So why does Gemara put in Shlich Naaseh? So the Achronim already have a lot to say about this. Why does Gemara start with Shlich Naaseh? Just go straight to Naaseh Dain, that's the Machlekes. Now whether Shlich Naaseh. Rashi seems to say, Hova Atalia. Hova Makeshe. As Nera Bezekach. Masha, the Hadam Rin on Shlich Naaseh. There are two ways of understanding Shlich Naaseh. Number one, that the Shlich becomes an aid, even B'Shas Maisa. In other words, in an instance where you need aid, Kiyum HaMaisa! Like by Gidin Kedushin, the Shlich is mitzarif with another aid, but they should both be aid Kiyum. Number two, that the Shlich can't be an aid al Kiyum HaDavar. Just if there were two aid in Sheirim, the Shlich can be made afterwards in a Bezit to be Mevarit, this one's Mekadesh Tzlaponi. But to be an aid al Kiyum HaDavar, Vade Eino Kosh, B'Shas Maisa Kedushin, Mirshav Shliach Kebala Maisa Apostle Eidus. He can't be an aid on the Kiyum HaDavar, but afterwards he can testify. But B'Shas Maisa is considered Kebal Dover. He's the Baal Maisa. Mele can't be an aid, only afterwards he can testify. But B'Shas Maisa is Apostle Eidus. Well, if he had sawzu. So according to this suggestion, we can be machalik between the din of Rav and the din of Rav. The Rav holds Shlich Naaseh Eid on the Gufa Maisa. And not only Gabi Beira Dav, and Rav holds Ein Shlich Naaseh Eid. Al Kiyum HaMaisa, he's arguing with Rav. But Rav holds that he can be an Eid Gabi Beira. So in other words, Rav holds he can be an Eid B'Shas Maisa, and Rav holds he can only be an Eid on the Beira. Therefore, it's Taka Machlekes. And therefore, when Rav spoke, he didn't say anything about Memayna. Because by Memayna, Mamanis, there's no Din Eidus Kazeh. There's no such thing as Eidei Kiyum by Mamanis. So in Mela, Rav didn't mention Mamanis. By Mamanis, the Eidim, purpose of the Eidim is to verify whether it's true or false. They'll Ivri Sadei El Shikra. And Rav is talking about Eidei Kiyum, and if so, there's no Shaychus with Eidei Mamanis. But the Milsa de Rava, since Rav is talking about Eidei Kiyum, we don't mention Mamanis. But by Rava, Rava says Mamanis. Because Rava is talking about the Beirur. And by Mamanis, you need Eidei Beirur. And therefore, Rava says that a Shlich can be an Eid by Mamanis. In general, when Rava was talking, Rava was talking about Eidei Beirur, not Eidei Kiyum. Okay, like we said, this doesn't stem with Rashi, this Mahalach. Because in the din of Rashi adds, "Bein shalach mamon lebal chayva." So therefore, this whole theory is must be discarded. So again, this is not pshat in Rashi. That's not the mashmos of the Rambam. Rashi learns Rav is talking about kedushin and mamon. Aval ma omer Rambam? Rambam omer ishut 3:16. That's by the way how I got to this shtickle. Chal, I have it on my desk. I have it on my shelf because I, this great guy's son is a top money changer in Yerushalayim. So when we need to change money, go to him. They give a great rate, by the way. So we need to cash American checks. In any event, so as Revison gave me a copy, gave my wife, went. She gave her a set, or someone else went for me. She gave her a set of this Dvar Melech. So it's Mamash Simcha Solom Al Roshenu. It's such a grace, a grace, a grace of Simcha. But the way I got here, I said, that's how I have the sefer. But I was actually doing this Rambam. I wanted to see who speaks about this Rambam. Because there are others from that also talk about this Rambam, and I wanted to see who else. So I got to the Dvar Melech. I said, Oh, you can do a sugi with Dvar Melech? Let's go for it. So I did. That's history. Now we want to get to the present. The present is the Rambam. Ishus 3:16. Hashliach nase eid. Lufi lefichoch. Yim osa shnei shluchim lekadish leisha. Vahochu vikitshu oisa. Hein ein shlucha vehein ein eidav. hen in shtuch ven in ede kedushin ven in tzichem le kach lof ne shnayim acherim. Shliach can become an aid, and therefore if a person made two shluchim from a mekadesh and isha, and they went and they were mekadesher, they are a shluchim and they are a zedim, and you don't need two other people. As a mefurish yotze midivrei Rambam, the Rambam holds that a shliach is a kosher to be an aid, even the gabei etzem kiyum adavo. Belorik lechelik haberu, lechora hechan mekoyroi. What's the Rambam's mocker? What's the Rambam's mocker for saying this? Look in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. In the Gemara it says, according to Rav, Shliach Nasei! He doesn't say anything about being an aid l'kiyom adav. Could only be l'beir adav, which much less is required. And what does Chavis say? Chavis says, for Kedushin, Gerushin, and Mavinus. So what's the Rambam's mocker for Kedushin? Could be that even when Rava was speaking about Kedushin, he was speaking about being Mavari the Kedushin afterwards. Not about the Etzem Maisi Kedushin. And when Rav says Shliach Nasei, maybe he's also talking about Beir Adav. Who says there's this for Kiyum Adav? So we have to say that the Rambam thinks sich mit Rashi. Rambam's arguing with Rashi and he holds that Rav is talking about Kiyum Adav. Never he doesn't mention anything about Mamanus. My mominess, the Eidim are just for Beir Adav, lo visadeh l'shikra. See, they make sure there's no line going on. That's what Eidim are for. But by mominess, but by Kedushin, there's also Kiyum Adav. And the Rambam says it's by Kiyum Adav. There's a machlekes, Rava and Rav. Rava holds it's for Kiyum Adav. For Beiru. I mean, the fire that the mominess was done properly, that the Kedushin was, that everything was kosher done. So, that's Lagabe, it's Rava. The Rav holds, no, it's Lagabe Kiyum Adava. And the Rambam Paskin's like Rav. And therefore he says it's kosher, even the Kiyum Adava. And that's why Rava doesn't say that love is like Rav, because Rava is only talking about Eide Beiru, not Eide Kiyum. And these are Beis Dinim Chalukim Lagamre, Veinim Shaychim Zelazek Klav. As they say in the Sfarim HaKadosh, that it is the machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanin and Gittin. The man, the Amar Bifnei Shnayim, Kasavar Shliach Nasei, Gam Al Kiyum, Kevin Shekain, Gam Eid Nasei Dayin. One who holds that you give the get in front of two people holds that Shliach Nasei even for the Kiyum. And since that's the case, the aid can also be a Dayan. Because you see that a Shliach becomes an aid that B'Shas Maisa HaShlichus Hareyu Omeid B'Mokim Shnayim Du Mishamish B'Tor Shliach U'B'Tor Aid. He's wearing two hats. When he's doing the shlichus, he's wearing two hats. What are the two hats that he's wearing? He's wearing the hat of a shliach and he's wearing the hat of an aid. So the same applies. Aid nasadayin. Aid nasadayin. You can be wearing two hats. You can be an aid and a dayin at the same time. Just like you can be a shliach and an aid at the same time. But the man, Damru, holds three. He holds shliach nasa aid. But you can learn from here that an Eid Nasa Dayan. Because Shliach Nasa Eid is only after the fact. After he does the Shlichus, he can be made about it. Not B'Shas Mais, he can't wear two hats at the same time. And then maybe you have to give it in front of three people. Because you give it in front of two people, You're going to be wearing two hats at the same time, the hat of an aid and the hat of a dayan. And that you can't do. Because the opinion that holds three learns that shliach can be an aid, but an aid can't be a dayan. Why can't a shliach be an aid? Because the shliach is only being an aid afterwards. After he does the shlichus, he's being an aid. He's being an aid beirul, not an aid king. So he's not wearing two hats at the same time. But b'shas pulas ha-shlichus, he's just a shliach, he's not an aid. The aid is only afterwards. And therefore, ein aid nasa dayan. He can't serve both as an aid of the handing over of the get and a dayan at the same time. He can't wear two hats at the same time. That's why the Gemara connects the two. Shliach nasa aid, aid nasa dayan. One opinion holds. This is like shliach nasa aid. You're wearing two hats at the same time, that of a shliach and that of an aid. So to aid nasa dayan, you can wear both hats at the same time. That's if the shliach is an aid kiyum. So he's a shliach and aid at the same time. So too can be an aid and a dayan at the same time. She had another opinion holds, no. Shliach nasa aid only after the fact. Mela ein aid nasa dayan, because he can't wear two hats at the same time. And with this, if Siyata Dishmaya can explain the Rambam. You write, Sam Shlich Nasei B'Kiddushin, Zama Chalik B'Tin Kiddushin Shtan Kiddushin Kesef. Dishmashin, in any case of becoming a Lechora, Fiyam Mavur B'Sugyan Muchach, that after the rabbis were attacking Shuas Heses, Ein Shlich Nasei. And if so, Atenach B'Kiddushin Shtar, then the Shlich Shum Negiyos, Shaper Yechol Yos Eid, like we see in the Yerushalmi, brought in the Tosfos in that sugya, Mashen can be kedusha shtar. Why can he be an eid? You would have to swear. As we see Vayikra in the sugya, it says in the sugya that regarding Mamanus, agents can be witnesses. So Gemara says, "My kasav, what does Menachem hold? Ikasav Ramalach Berbeid. If he holds that when a person lends money to his fellow in the presence of witnesses, Sarach will fall away, then the borrower must repay him in the presence of witnesses. Then the agents being sent to Hani Noga Beidus Ninu, and the agents being sent to repay alone are partial to the matter they would testify about. They have a stake in testifying that the lender received the money. Yami lo parane. For if they instead say we didn't pay money to the lender." Amar Lahu, the borrower will reply to them, Peruni, you must repay the money back to me. If the rule is that money lent in the presence of witnesses must also be repaid in the presence of witnesses, when the case of the money was lent in front of witnesses, agents who are sent to repay would be biased to say they carried out their duty and repaid the lender. Their bias comes from the following. That in order for the borrower to be released from his debt, the agents would need to testify they repaid the lender. Since the lender made certain to lend in the presence of witnesses, the witnesses didn't testify to the loan being repaid. So if there are no other witnesses other than the agents did not testify the loan being repaid, the borrower will not be able to supply the needed testimony to be released from his debt. The lender can then claim he was never paid, and the borrower is going to remain liable. And then if the borrower asks the agents what happened to the money, they will not be trusted in the court to say they returned it to him. They will need to substantiate the claim for the testimony to other witnesses, or else they will be themselves liable for the money in question. That this is at least true in cases where two people witnessed the borrower handing the money to the agents. Here the principle that a debt incurred with witnesses must be repaid with witnesses will apply to the agents themselves. Since they were handed the money in the presence of witnesses, they're going to return in front of witnesses. If they make an unsubstantiated claim they return the money, they're not going to be believed. So because of these two considerations, the Gemara argues that the agents have no choice. They have to testify that they indeed paid the lender. They have to testify. They paid the lender. The borrower will undoubtedly demand this testimony from them. Without it, the borrower remains liable to them, and they just stand in the face of a choice. If they testify to paying the lender, the court will conclude that the lender received his money, and they, the agents, won't be liable for it. If they don't testify, thus they don't fulfill their mission, the borrower will demand that the agents return the money entrusted to them. The agents will not be believed to say they already did so. They will need witnesses. And they said they'll be forced to pay the money themselves. So they just have financial stake in testifying they paid the lender. Otherwise, they're going to have to repay it themselves. Therefore, you can't trust them. You hold the Malach of Erev Eidim, Sarach of Erev Eidim. You know, Gehav Eidim that they paid it. He said they say they didn't. Rav was going to say pay it back, and they don't have to pay it. If, on the other hand, Rav Nachman says, Hamas v'Abedim answer the far v'Abedim. When a person is eliminated in presence of witnesses, the borrower does not have to repay in the presence of witnesses, then the testimony of the agents would be unnecessary. Whether witnesses observe a loan being given or not, the borrower can merely claim that he repaid his debt and be released for liability. You don't need witnesses. So there's whatever Rav Nachman holds then. We have difficulty with the statement that agents can testify about money being repaid. Either it's wrong, they can't because they're no gayer, or it's irrelevant because we don't need their testimony. Rather, Nachman did many things. Now, generally, when a person lends money to his fellow in the presence of witnesses, the borrower need not repay him in the presence of witnesses. However, our case is an exception to this rule, since the borrower is unable to say with certainty that the money ever reached the lender. The borrower therefore required the borrower therefore requires witnesses to attest to this. And Rav Nachman asserts that the agent's testimony can be accepted by the court. Why are they considered impartial? So, migu the yachli lemeima ha'tavinu la'loiva, since they can say with impunity we return the money to the borrower, call the name of Parnell Malva. They can also repay the lender. They don't need to testify they paid the lender in order to avoid paying the money themselves. They can also return the money to the borrower. And this too will release them from liability. He's now holding a Malva's Chaver Beidim, ain't so for Beidim. So normally you don't have to be in front of Beidim, but here you have to, because the borrower is unable to say with certainty the money ever reached the lender. So therefore, he needs witnesses for this. And Rav Nachman says that the agent's testimony can be accepted by the court. It's partial. They're biased. The answer is no. You can say they gave it back to the loiva because we're holding the amal v'sfer obeidim, ain tzarich l'far obeidim. So they can also say that they repaid the malva. They didn't meet with their belief. With no financial interest. So we approve Rav Nachman's statement that agents can serve as witnesses in monetary affairs. However, now the rule is inapplicable. Why? Because Hashem think of Rabbi Shmuel Senses. Now the rabbis have legislated. The one who completely denies a claim can take a Shmuel Senses, the agents would no longer be considered valid witnesses. The Shmuel Senses invalidates Rav Nachman's argument, since the agents will now consider it more appealing to claim we paid the lender and return the money to the borrower. The reason is that if the agents choose the latter claim, i.e., we return the money to the borrower, they would in effect be litigants in the case against the borrower. We'd be forced to take a Shavuos Hesis to substantiate their words. They're denying the borrower's claim that they have his money. If they choose the former claim, they wouldn't be litigants at all. They'd just be witnesses to someone else's debt being repaid. And their testimony to the lender received the money would be accepted without an oath. They are partial. Now the rabbi said that Shavuos Hesis, Mishtabah Hanedim Diavinilei, the witnesses, I, the agents, would swear that they gave it to him. So if the lender claims he didn't get the money, the witnesses can swear that they gave it to him. And Mishtabah Malvad Lo Shakilei, and the lender would swear that he didn't receive the money. Well, probably Lo Malvad, and the borrower would pay the lender the amount of the debt, personally absorbing the loss of the money. The Gemara is explaining here how the invalidation of the agent's testimony affects the outcome of the case. Before we said it's invalid because they're no gay. So what's going to happen if the lender claims that he didn't receive the money? The borrower remains liable for his debt, provided both the lender and the agents each take an oath that they don't have the money. Although it is clear that the borrower gave money to the agents to repay the lender, it's not clear whether the lender ever received it. The agents are unable to testify about this. There are no gaya. And the borrower, who was not present when or if the agents met the lender, has no way of knowing what transpired. So since the borrower can't claim with certainty that the lender ever received his money, the borrower has to repay the debt. Although the borrower is ultimately required to absorb the loss, it's nevertheless true that either the lender or the agents took the money and refused to admit it. So in the interest of persuading the guilty party to admit, rabbis agreed that both the agents and the lender must take an oath to affirm their respective claims. Ad kan midivrei ha-sugya. Asav nachzor midivrei ha-rambam. Rambam hari katav stam shliach naaseh b'kedushin nizna mechalek b'kedush shtam b'kedush kesef. So b'chol ofi gibi an eid. When we see in the sugya that after Shavuos Heses a shliach can no longer be an eid because he's no gebedav. So a tenach b'kedushay shtar, the shliach has no negius. He can be an aid, like we see in the Yerushalmi. Mashengi b'kedushay kesef, meaning before I said shtar. Mashengi b'kedushay kesef, why can he be an aid? Let's say they say we gave it back to the lady. We gave it back to the guy. We gave it back to the man. We're gonna have to take a shvuah, like we see in the Gemara. If the lender claims that he didn't receive the money, then the eidim have to take a shvuah. So if the woman says she didn't receive the money, and the eidim go ahead and say, yeah, we gave it back to the man, they're going to have to take a shvuah. And they don't want to take a shvuah. So how can they possibly be believed? Okay, they're no gabado. They're not going to say that they gave it back to the malva, they gave it back to the man, they're going to have to take a shvuah. And they don't want to take a shvuah, so they have reason to say they gave it to the woman. So they have reason to say they gave it to the woman. You can't believe them. And the Ran already was aware of this kasha. But based on what we said, Yevorkim and Chomer, the Rav and Rav are arguing that the shliach can be an eid al kiyum adavar, it can only be an eid on Beirah. Never Rav holds, they can be an eid al kiyum adavar. Rav argues, and he holds, that he can only be an aid on the Chelek HaBeichu. Now that's in Kiyamah, the Ramah paskins like Rav, they're talking about Eidin Kiyamah. And since that's the case, he paskins that a woman's in Kadesh to the Gamri. He's not coming inside Nehemonis. He's a Tenech if we needed Eidim on Beirat Dover. So the Shliach wouldn't be Nehemon. Because he has Negius. But since the Diyun is on Kiyamah Dover, now the Shikid Mekadesh Sunat, so it's not shaykh to say that he's nifso. He's al pidin, he's kosher to be an eid al kiyum adavar. Never she's in the kodesh, the gamrei, the fiyemes. And now that we say in the Yerushalmi, Kiyush, 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 that's not the leader of Rava. Talking about him over there, his opinion. And Rava holds that by eidus, it's only a beirut. And the whole eid nidon is he nam on the kodesh or not. That was a basin. Can kill around Tesh Ish. And they're not Nehemon. Because they don't get Beidus. So we're dealing with Nehemonis, the Takanan who get Beidus. But here it's not a Shiloh of Nehemonis. Here the question we're talking about Kiyumadov. Kiyumadov is not a din of Nehemonis that they believe to say in front of the basin that she's married or not. If you have an Agiyah, you're out. Here here they're Edei Kiyum, which is an emanus. Edei Kiyum, just they witnessed it. They're not testifying about it in court. They witnessed it, and that makes it happen. And ever since the Rambam paskins, like Rav, they could be Edim and Kiyum Adover, he's not Mechalik, but you can do Shishai, you can do Shekesif. Yerushalmi is Mechalik, because that's the Libra the Rav. And Rav holds that there are no Gev Adover and Kiddush Shekesif. Because afterwards they have every reason to say she got the money, because if they say that they returned it to the man, they're going to have to swear. They don't want to swear. See, they can't be believed. Mashen came, according to Rav, we're talking about Edei Kiyum. Edei Kiyum is in Edin and Amanus. They're in Anjan and Lashem Sherim. No, they can be believed. They could be used as Edei Kiyum. And therefore, side by Kiddush Shtar, side by Kiddush Keset, they're Edei Kiyum. There's old harbe harbe malad avir kan, kamuvan. In Beretzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully, I'm hoping we'll be able to continue and see more of Rav Pizachim. And please stay tuned. And it's going to be amazing. So much more to say. Okay, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom. See you, friends.